to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Polished Woman. It's Monday. Yay, it's Polished Woman Day. Welcome to Polished Woman. Today we are going to talk about reinventing yourself. And I have a very special guest today. Before I introduce her, reinventing yourself is kind of hard. It is hard. If you choose to be a housewife, a stay-home mom, especially if you're married to a celebrity, generally when we think about celebrities, we don't consider their families unless they're also in the spotlight. However, the spouses of celebrities can be just as impressive as their own right? Okay, my guest for today, I am joined by the lovely Karen McGrath. Did I pronounce your...
It's actually pronounced Karen.
Karen, okay. Yeah, Karen.
No, Karen.
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 Car, like you drive a car in
the
garage.
Karen McGrath. She's the wife of Sugar Ray frontman Mark McGrath, who's making her own mark on the skincare world. That's why when she came here, I was like, oh my gosh, she has nice skin. What did I say?
Beautiful.
Shit. Okay. First, I want to know about, you know, your whole married life, your marriage with, Mark. How long have you been married or have known each other? I've heard that you've been together for like a long time. And then got married.
So we have been together for a long time, 25 years this July. And we'll be married only 7 years in September. So we've been on a very long journey together.
Yeah. How did you decide, like, okay, we've been together for like a long time. We've been dating. How do we get, we should get married now. Like, did you meet during the height of his popularity, or it was before?
So it was right before his popularity, and it was in 1994, and we met at the Viper Room, of all places.
Again, Viper.
It's a club on Sunset.
Yeah,
Boulevard.
I've heard of that.
It used to be owned by Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Anyways, and so we met there, and he just got his first record deal, so he was going to do his first album.
Okay.
There were albums back then. Okay. And he... was in LA, and I met him right off the bat. So it was before his career took off.
Okay.
Like, we were together several years before that. We used to roll pennies together and go to Del Taco.
Aww.
But he would always send me in. So it's been, we've been through life and the ups and downs of what being with a musician is all about.
Yeah.
And so he traveled a lot. He was on tour. He would be gone. It was back in the days when we only had pagers.
So oh my gosh!
Cell phones,
I remember
or email.
That. So you had a long distance relationship?
We had a long distance relationship. I mean, when he was on tour, he was on tour, so he was bye bye.
Yeah.
I mean, I was always still in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But it was hard, and so there were a lot of breakups. But we were together more than we were broken up.
Yeah.
And we sort of just grew up together.
Okay.
And I just understood what his career was about, and then I went and handled and did my stuff, and went to beauty school and did all my stuff while he was taking care of his business. And
did you guys decide, okay, now we're going to get married? How did that whole thing
happen? I think it was
like
the 15-year mark, and we were just sort of...
15 years.
At our 15 years, and we were together, and we had just had some ups and downs, and I was ready to have children.
Okay.
And so I said, you know, I really want to take this journey, and I want to, like, go this way with it. And are you ready for it? And he wasn't sure. And so I pressured him a little bit. I said, well, if you don't want to do this, then let's go our separate ways.
Yeah.
And so he was like, no, I'll do this. So we just really locked down the relationship and really committed to one another. And we worked on it for a couple years. And then we went on the journey of what it meant to have a baby. And we tried to do it naturally and had to do IVF.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, I have a boy and girl twins now that are going to be 9 years old in a couple weeks.
Oh my gosh! But he told me a while ago that when he proposed to you, you were like, "Okay, you didn't get married right away, right?"
We did not get married right away.
Yeah.
I waited about 3 years because
I know. I want to know why you were like,
"Well,
listen to this, women." Yeah,
I had a power that I had never had with him. And he used to be like, please marry me. And for 15 years, it was me wanting to marry him and like begging. And I want to get married and I want to have children. And, well, you know, I'm in here. I'm over here. I'm in, you know, New York. I'm traveling the world.
Yeah.
And I was like, please. And then finally he proposed.
Yeah.
And then there was this power. He just, he was so in love with me and just so like, and I just thought, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this and I'm just going to soak it all up because I know when we get married, things are going to change again. And then when there's kids, it's going to change, right?
Yes.
Completely different. So I just enjoyed it for 3 years and I sort of let him beg me a little bit.
Oh, see, that is so good. I always advise women that let them beg. Let them like wait for you. Be powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and look at her. She enjoyed that 3 years of making him, okay, wait. You wait. I will decide when I want to get married, right?
Yeah.
So that good was, for you.
and now it really worked out for me, actually. I mean, I didn't realize then that was what I was doing. But then when I sit back and I look, I was like, oh, okay. It really worked out. I really had a game plan, and I figured it out with him. But I also, you know, after being with him for so long, I just knew who he was.
Yeah.
So I knew how to manipulate him a little bit.
See, so, you have to know. You really have to know your man. For you to be able to manipulate them, right?
So we can get what we want.
Yeah. Okay, so now you have two kids, you got married, you left your career.
I retired like around 2008 after doing aesthetics for like 14 years.
Okay.
And I took a break because I wanted to have the babies and I didn't know what it was going to mean for me. And then the IVF process. And I just sort of wanted to be really present in getting pregnant.
Yes, of course.
And I didn't want to have any distractions with anything else. Mm-hmm. So I concentrated on that and got pregnant on the first try of IVF, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then I had twins. So then what was
that's
I?
So
I mean,
good.
There was no
so it's
work.
It's a boy and a girl.
It's a boy and a girl.
Oh, that's so good.
Lyden and Hartley.
Yeah.
And then finally they were going to kindergarten. They were five. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, maybe I want to do something. What could I do? Do I get back into aesthetics? Do I, you know, do something else?
Okay.
And the dermatologist that I worked for had been looking for somebody to fill in for one of her estheticians. And so she called me to see if I knew of any estheticians who wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what about me?
Oh.
I'll do it. And so she's like, great. It's like 3 days a week for just a month. And I thought, this is amazing. And then so
this is
I,
like perfect for you.
It was perfect for me. And it just got me back into the game of like aesthetics and watching what the dermatologist did with people with acne. And it was education. And I did it for a month, and then I got the then it ignited the flame in me that I was like, oh, this is what
this
I want to do.
I
want to go back. And so I stayed at the dermatologist just working for a little while with her. And then...
How did you... Okay, so this is like a lot of questions. This will be questions for other women as well. How did you tell your husband, you know, that you want to go back to work, that you want to do something for yourself? In the beginning, he's just like, no, you know, there are a lot of men out there who are like, no, I want you to be here. I want you to take care of the kids. I want you to be a housewife. I want you to be a homebody. How did you basically, like, you know, approach him about this?
I mean, it really wasn't going to take a no from him at all. So I didn't really ask him. I just told him that this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
And there was a little bit of pushback from him. He's always been supportive of me of whatever I choose to do. But he was just sort of like, well, you've got these kids and they need you and they need mommy and I'm not around a lot and I travel so much. Yeah. And I thought, well, I can do it all. Yeah. I can still do it. And thank God we have family here. And I have my mom. And then we have a wonderful nanny who's been with us for like 18 years because she was our housekeeper prior to that, and she is like a godsend. So I was like, I can do this and I can still work a little bit, and I just was going in slowly. But then this past year or this year I decided to open up my own place. And so he was, you know, on board a little bit with it, but then the day that I realized he was really on board was when he gave me for Valentine's Day a huge chunk of money and put it in my business account and said, go open up your own place.
Wow.
So then I was like, okay.
So sweet.
This is like, he really has my back. Oh, it makes me cry sometimes still. Because I'm still processing. Because that was just like a month ago, you know, or a couple months ago.
Oh,
so it's been like really
so
amazing.
Nice.
So he's really supportive. He's like my biggest fan. Although I don't give him facials because he's a big baby.
I know. I was just going to ask that. Do you do his facial?
He won't let me. I don't want to. He's just like, ah, that hurts. And, oh, that burns. And what are you doing? And I was like, oh.
Oh my God.
I gotta get those blackheads out.
I gotta get
I might take out a little aggression with him.
Well, especially when you're a magic. You know,
I was so pissed last night.
I know. Oh, that is so sweet. Yeah. That is so sweet that he's very supportive of you.
Very supportive.
So why do you still like go? I mean, do you still sometimes go with him to tours? Like, how is that life? I have a good friend. She's Kristen Richardson. She's married to a Backstreet Boys. And you know, she's the same thing. Like, even if they're out there working, she's like, no, I gotta do something for myself. I gotta, you know, I know I've been there. I've been a housewife. I've been, you know, a mom. But now I'm like, oh, it's about time. I wanna do something for myself. Like, how was that life with him, like being a tour bus, you know, like
right
with him every day? Because I want people to know, like, it's not easy, right? Especially
it's not easy, and it really takes, you have to be really, I guess, and now I'm going to say, I really secure in who you are and be okay with what you're doing in your life. And so I
have
sort of
fans, right?
They have fans.
The fans and Gaga over
girls.
Yeah.
You know, so they, I just sort of always had my career, and I was always working when we met. And so that was always sort of, I had my thing. So I never went on tour with him. I would go to New York, or I would go to some of the big places and stuff every once in a while. But I didn't really want to go on the tour bus, because the tour bus is just a bunch of guys, like, dirty, that's kind of sweating, with, you know, haven't showered, you know, some smoke cigarettes, some smoke funny stuff. You know, it's just like, I don't know. They're farting. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just don't want to be, they're just guys being guys. And it's not this glamorous, like, hanging out, like, on the tour bus. Like, it's like this fabulous life. It's not. It's rough. And, like, you have to take showers. I went on tour with them for 1 week. And, like, I had to take showers in, like, venues. And I had to wear, like, my flip-flops. Because it's not like these... Like, you know, even if it's, you know, the Staples Center, it's still like you're just still sort of like germs.
So it's not glamorous, you guys.
It's not glamorous. Yeah. It's not glamorous, but I just let him do his thing and I did my thing and it just sort of worked out for us.
In working as an anesthetician, right, what was your main goal when working with clients?
You know, just to help people, like, have good skin. I just want them to have like clean pores. Like, I don't want to see people with like little bumps on, like, you don't have to. I mean, my passion is more like really targeting the teens.
Yes.
And that's like when I'm like out and about and like, you know, and I just like, we were in Hawaii and I was just watching these teens with like acne and no sunscreen and in the sun. And and I'm just like, oh my gosh, their skin, like, it, you know, this is like scars for later on in life. And I just want to just educate people on how to take care of their skin and just have clean pores. That's really what I love.
But, you know, I have a question also. When you're older, the acne is very normal for skin. But sometimes when you're older, like, we get acne as well, right?
Us women get acne, because of hormone fluctuations and changes. And depending, you know, going into menopause. And so you have a lot of things. And after having a baby, your hormones get all switched up and messed up. And so you have to, like, balance it out. And so one of the ways that that happens is it comes out with acne on the face.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer. You know, in Chinese face reading, this is your, when women who break out around their chins, this is like your ovaries. And this is your reproductive system. So they...
Oh, I know. Really? Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of women who are my age, they break out here. Yeah,
right.
And these are all hormones.
And they're probably, you know, starting perimenopause. They're in perimenopausal.
So how do you treat that?
Clean, keeping it clean, getting facials regularly. But also sometimes just going to a dermatologist and getting on a topical cream helps minimize that.
Okay. But so what do you really, like, do? It's more of facials, more of, like, cleaning, it's, like, putting mask, or what kind of procedures do I do? Yeah, do you do?
Because I trained with Dr. Irma Benitez in Los Angeles, the dermatologist I was telling you about, I had that clinical background, and then I've worked at luxury day spas in town, and I have that sort of European classical relaxation type spa or treatment. So I combine the both.
Okay.
And my facials include like steam and massage, and I always do a peel, whether it's a glycolic, a lactic acid, or an alpha beta peel.
Okay.
But I do that to sort of take off the top layer of dead skin cells. It helps the pores to breathe easier, makes you more brighter, and it also makes it easier for extractions when I'm cleaning you out. extractions, and I do microcurrent. I also do LED light therapy.
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of different instruments that I use, and I basically do my facial like what your skin needs. So when you come in, some people are like dehydrated or they're oily.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, you know what, today we're going to do this and I'm going to do that to you. And I don't upcharge. I just sort of have like a basic flat rate because I used to hate when I used to go to spas and be like, for $30 extra, we can give you this ampule. And then for $25 extra, you can get this, you know, mask. So I just do what your skin needs, and I use some really great product lines that I love, like Dr. Dennis Gross and Control Correctives and DermaQuest, and so I sort of mix and match and like play around with like the products and just do what your skin needs.
Okay, do you believe in some supplements about, you know, for skin and stuff? No, you just more of like the topical.
I'm more topical and I'm more like prevent sun damage. I mean, you know, I don't know. The vitamin thing is out there. It's, you know, we take vitamin C, we take vitamin D, we're supposed to do all these things. And and I think if you live a good, healthy, clean lifestyle, that you sort of get that. You get, like, natural vitamins.
Her. She doesn't believe in supplements.
I hate taking supplements, too, though, because it upsets my stomach.
I know.
It just sits in there like a rock.
That. It's like, it's crazy. And all these women are just obsessed. They get obsessed.
But I do, I am sort of into lately doing the collagen and the coffee with the octane oil.
Yeah.
You know? So that's been my new thing that I'm into.
Yeah. And that's like, so, but that's like the powder.
Yeah, the powder collagen
thing, right?
So I'll do that. Yeah. And then I just, stay away from the sun. Hats, always.
Stay away
hats.
From the sun, right?
That's the best.
I know. That's why all these Asian women, they have nice skin. They're so silky.
Yes, because you see them with those hats always. They're never
covered.
Because actually, because they pigment the most. Asian women get melasma. Yes.
What is your take about this whole Korean products that's invading the whole cosmetic industry?
I think it's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. There's a lot of really great products out there. I came across one called Believe, and it's sold at Sephora. Mm-hmm. And it's this aqua balm, and it's this gel like that you put on, and it's so nice. And it just absorbs so quickly. And, you know, they're also, the Koreans are so into, well, just over there in Asia, they're really into skincare
they're
and
so
taking care of their skin.
Skincare,
but on a natural way. They're not about like fillers and Botox like the way we are in the United States.
Yeah.
They're more like stay out of the sun, you know, getting facials regularly. I mean, it's very common for the like young little girls to start getting facials at a young age there. They really learn how to take care of their skin like at 8.
Oh.
Like, it's super important. And I mean, it should be that way for our daughters.
Yeah, I know. Actually, because I'm from Asia as well, and people there, like, at age like 8, 9, they just go to. It's also cheap, though.
It's so cheap. It's like $25 or something crazy, and you get like this facial, and
it's
so it's
so
just
cheap.
Customary.
Yeah. So that's why you can just like send them, okay, have a facial today. You can have facial every day if you want, because it's like so cheap.
It's so cheap.
But yeah, so what is that product again from that Sephora? You know, because women would want to hear that.
Belief. I think it's pronounced Belief, but it's B-E-L-I-F, and it's called the Aqua Bomb.
Okay.
And it's really, really juicy.
And can you like tell them if they want to like, you know, go and have facial? You know, I met her through Sarah. She's our trainer. And she said, oh my God, Sarah, hello.
Hi, Sarah.
She's watching. She's like amazing. She's like,
she's changed my body.
Yeah. I've never looked so great
Yeah.
She like taught me a lot. So I'm so proud of her. We met through her and she came to me one day. I was like, oh my gosh, her face is so nice and so silky. I just came from this. My girl, she's been taking care of my skin. And I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram, so Skin by Karin.
Okay, Skin by Karin. C-A-R-I-N. Okay.
And, you know, I don't know. I sort of kind of like to be quiet. I'm on the DL, the down low. I don't have a website. Yeah. I just have my Skin by Karin Instagram that sometimes I post.
Yeah.
But then I just, the social media thing, I think I might be a little too old. I'm 46 and like I feel like the social media thing game, I don't know.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's a whole work, and then I'm like doing facials and popping zits, and then I come home and I'm supposed to be posting and feeding the kids, you know, and you know, taking care of my man and my parents. parents now who live here from Central America. So it's just like, it's, you know, it's like a lot. And to be posting and to just be scrolling all day long, it's a lot.
So if you want to get in touch with her, you can send her direct message.
Yeah, direct message on Skin by Karen. And that's a that's the best way. And that's all I really have. And I'm located here in Sherman Oaks.
So you do it yourself?
I do it myself.
Oh,
so
my
I just opened a couple months ago. I just opened up my own space. And it's just this little facial studio that's whimsical, and it has this great vibe and great energy, maybe because I Palo Santo it the shit out of it all day long. And sage it.
I sage it all day long. That is amazing. So what is next for you in the skin field, the skincare field? After this, what do you think you will have your own
skincare line?
Yeah, skincare line as well.
You know, that's out. It, I have it way, like, in a journal, like, on the last page of the journal.
Yeah.
It's there. There's still a lot of stuff I want to do just to... I just sort of want to make my own money, and I just want to take my kids on trips, and I want to pay for it.
And
that's like, really my goal right now. I just want to be like, I'm going to take them to Disneyland, and honey, I've got this, and I don't have to ask Mark for money, and I want to just, there's this empowerment that I want to just be able to...
To, like, do it.
Do it for my kids.
See, Max, I'm the same thing. I just want to work and be able to, like, not ask money from my husband, right?
Or be able to go buy, like, the, you know, the Chanel shoes, and I don't have to hear him bitch at me that what's the Neiman Marcus charge.
I know. I know, right?
So that's my goal right now. But my future goal is, I'd like to come out with just a small product line, not anything big.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might even be targeted towards teens.
You mean, like, the whole...
Towards teenagers.
Towards teenagers. Wow. Okay, for the teenagers, if there are moms out there, what is the best thing that they can do or they can have their kids do to prevent? Of course, it's always going to be there, right? It's always, they're going to always have acne.
Right, well, because their hormones are raging. So it's the best thing for, like, moms, like, is to, if you start to see that your kids are starting to get those blackheads.
Yes.
And they look a little like they might be getting a little too deep, take them to a dermatologist right away. Have them get on a topical cream, because what will happen is in 6 months, those five little pimples will be now 20. And it'll spread across. Like, and so it's just to end getting regular facials. A lot of dermatologists have in-house estheticians, which is how I got, you know.
Yeah.
So, and getting you to the dermatologist, they have you on meds, and then the estheticians kind of clean out all those blackheads, and it helps.
It helps
immensely.
Yeah.
And sunscreen them, you know, because that's when the pigmentation really starts. For us, like, so when we're older and our brown spots start coming out later in life,
it's all from... Do you have to moisturize their skin as well? Because most of the time, they're so oily, right?
Well, it depends. Most of the time, they're topically dry and really oily underneath.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's about exfoliation, and it's about just, you know, taking them somewhere so they're educated on how to take care of their skin.
Do you let them peel as well? Like, at age 14, 15, or 13, 14, 15, do you have to make them peel?
I will... peel, like, I'll do a lactic acid peel on them in the facial, and that really helps. I mean, there's stronger ones like salicylic, but that's like after that's they've, like, been, you know,
like, already and take out the pigmentations and all. Oh my gosh, I'm learning from her because I have a teenager. I might have to bring Brianna to you for facial. Because
and for some reason, they won't listen to mom and dad.
Yeah.
So if you
why
have
is that?
Because
they don't listen. It's like, no, I don't need facial. Yes, you do.
But then when I see them and I'm like, oh, listen, they're like, oh, so she does see what I'm seeing in the magnifying mirror. Oh, okay, so, all right, well, what can I do? And another a great product, too, to get teens on is Differin.
Yeah.
It has, like, a cleanser, a moisturizer, and the gel, and that's really good. It used to be prescription, and now it's over the counter.
Oh, which one?
Differin. D-I-F-F-E-R-N. And that's a really good product line to get teenagers on.
Oh, so you can buy it from...
You can buy it, Target, Amazon.
Oh, Differin. Okay, you should, like, say that. Okay. So fast. Hold on. Okay, is there any... One more. Let's just send advice to all these women who, you know, who wants to reinvent themselves and go back to, you know, their passion and what they really love in life.
Just any advice? Have to just, you know, really dig deep into your soul and find that little bit of happiness that really makes you happy, and then just water it and make it grow into whatever career it is that you want. Because you can do it. We can do it all. We can. I mean,
we can.
The universe and God, whatever your beliefs are, made us as women.
Yeah.
Because we can do it all. We can have babies.
Oh, yeah.
We can have. So
oh,
we're amazing creatures.
Yeah, that's amazing. So for my advice, I've actually read this. I'm sorry, I'm very religious. I've actually read this in Luke chapter 9, 11 to 27, that God gave us special talents, just like Karen here.
Karen.
You know, God gave us a special talent. If you've heard of the parable of the talents, you know, use that talent. You know, I know that somehow when you get married, you know, you get stuck in the being a wife, housewife, and being a mom, your routine. But we all have that special talent God gave us. So use that. Use that, and, you know, there's always hope out there. And just don't forget, while you're in a career, pursuing your career or a passion that you really love, just don't forget to do your responsibilities as a wife and as a mother. Look at her. She's doing her house. She has her own business, but she still has to. Okay, I'm doing my role as a wife. I'm doing my role as a, you know, as a mom. So do that, and I know you will get there. Tip of the day, and for beauty, proper skin is incredibly important. It just doesn't impact how we look, but it can also shape the way we feel, both inside and out.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh! Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Cheers!
Thank
you for coming. I know she's so busy, but she's here. Thank you so much. Give love to the next person you see after watching the show.
You're listening to Polished Woman, only on LA Talk Radio.